Gary, we're going to be talking with Beth Wallace from the Detroit Zoological Society and Manager of Sustainability. Now, that's a mouthful, but it's always good to hear something local that's happening.
That's right. And it's a wonderful story. Beth, welcome to the Internet Advisor Show. Oh, we don't hear her. So, okay, until we get Beth on the line, Matt, the Engineering Society of Detroit had done some work with the Detroit Zoo, haven't you?
That's right. One of the things we do is we manage events and programs for other people at ESD, and we manage an event for DTE Energy that's called E-Challenge. And 2 years ago, the Detroit Zoo was a test site for some LED lighting. Basically saved them a ton of energy costs and also made the gorilla enclosure, of all things, more realistic for the gorillas because they could slowly bring the lights up in the morning and change the color of the lighting because they're LEDs, and then slowly bring the lighting down in the afternoon and
mood
change
lighting,
the color
I love
and make it,
it
make
know?
It redder. Yeah, that's that and that's for the great ape, for the just fantastic great apes exhibit that they have at the Detroit Zoo. They have gorillas, chimpanzees, and I think bonobos, I don't know how you pronounce that, but that's the other great ape that they have there. And they have really cool stuff there for these apes, and they wanted to make the indoor enclosure more realistic, more like their natural habitat, and that's one of the ways they did it was through LED lighting.
I'm just waiting for the time that somebody's going to come on the air and tell us that they wanted to take a nap, so they turned off the lights,
right.
That the gorillas did that themselves. Hey, one of the problems with not having Foster here is that I don't know how to run this board as well. But we finally got it figured out, and Beth Wallace is joining us. Beth, welcome to the Internet Advisor Show.
Thank you so much for having me on. I enjoyed the conversation about the great apes.
Great.
Very cool.
Yeah, it is.
So you're doing some really interesting things at the Detroit Zoo.
Yes, yep. I am the manager of sustainability, so I work on all of the green projects which we house underneath our green print, which is a strategic plan to improve sustainability at the zoo.
So tell us what that means in terms that I can understand.
Sure. So the energy project that you were just speaking of, the lighting, that is underneath that umbrella. We've also done a lot of energy efficiency work, which is a lot of retrofitting LED lights, upgrading some of our systems like boilers to energy efficient heating and cooling. And then we've also worked really hard to reduce our energy use through having small applications of solar. And we're also encouraging all of our staff and guests when appropriate to have less fuel consumption, water consumption. We're doing a lot to reduce our waste. We have a really great bold goal of being zero waste by 2020. So there's a lot of work right now going into place to try to put the infrastructure at the zoo so that we can meet that goal by that deadline.
Beth, this is Ed Rudell. I had a question because I'm thinking about and have been thinking about replacing a lot of lights in my house. And I haven't had an opportunity to ask someone in the industry that's already gone through this. Do LEDs really last as long as they say, the LED light fixtures and replacements? Because I'm hearing 10 years that you could get. And you know, if you're running a large facility, you could not only save a lot of money, but you don't have to replace them as frequently. You don't have to pay personnel to maintain the environment. So in a real life environment like you're running in the sustainability project in the Detroit Zoo, are you running across that the life expectancy of these lighting really do meet the manufacturer's specifications?
Yes, it does. And there's a little bit of upfront cost, but
yes,
as you said, they last a lot longer. Now, I will say that not every application is perfect for every situation, and we've had situations where we put the wrong lights in the wrong fixtures, and it hasn't worked how we had hoped. And so those are some of the lessons learned try to talk to people about as well. And you always want to make sure you're getting the right type of bulb. There's many different kinds of LEDs, so the right type of bulb for the right fixtures.
You know, it's amazing. Over the last few years, it just seems like the Detroit Zoo is taking a leadership role in a lot of different things. I remember as a kid going to the zoo, and it was a lot of fun. But mm-hmm. It seemed like there was a time when maybe the Detroit Zoo people didn't go as often. They didn't it was starting to look old or get old. And now with all of your events and all of the different ways that you're attracting people. It's pretty amazing, kind of this, what I think of as this kind of turnaround or transformation of the zoo. That must have been on purpose, right?
Oh, definitely, yeah. And it's because we have such a diverse staff that works on a diverse range of issues. It's been an amazing place to work, and I encourage folks who haven't been to the zoo in a while to come check it out, because there's just a lot of really great change happening. And you were talking about the great apes. We now have a new wolf exhibit, or a new wolf wilderness. It's supposed to mimic their natural environment, and so they have a lot of space, and they're very cool and interactive, and we continue to add on new habitats that kind of make sure that we're at the top of the game. And the new Polk Penguin Conservation Center is going to be another habitat coming online. It's the largest Penguin Conservation Center in the world. That'll be opening this spring, so I encourage everyone to consider coming out then.
Well, and you should consider it, because in today's technology, with so much technology and so many distractions for kids, I mean, what else can you do as a family? There's so few things as a family you can do. You can go out and cut a Christmas tree. You can go out and see the exhibitions at the Detroit Zoo. I mean, you know, it's one of those family activities that you do not want to cut out.
Getting back to your renewable energy. Hey, it's Mike Brennan from MI Tech News. How you doing? You were working with ITC Holdings. You're going to be using all this electricity they're generating from their wind farms up in the Thumb area. Talk a little bit about how that's all working.
Yeah, so we just purchased through ITC. They provided this donation of renewable energy certificates to offset all of our energy use. And so what that means is that we have audited our energy for the last year, determined how much we're using, and then we purchased renewable energy certificates in the form of wind to offset all of that energy use. And how that works is anytime you have a large-scale wind farm, solar array, anytime they create a megawatt of energy, a certificate is created, and that certificate can be purchased so that individuals, either residential or companies or businesses like the Detroit Zoo, can purchase those and claim the energy, because how it normally works in the energy world, once energy enters the grid, there's really no way to track where you're getting it from. So if you don't have personal application on your house and you don't have that possibility, the only way to really invest in renewable energy is through the certificate program. So that's what the zoo has done, and we now have been completely offset with wind.
So when does that actually kick in, as it were? When do you start that, or are you starting that now?
Yep, it started already, and we're going to be running that program through 2018 and beyond. But between now and then, we're going to be really ramping it up to make sure that we can put on as much on-site application in the form of solar, geothermal at the zoo. And then hopefully we can continue to lessen and lessen our footprint. But we'll keep doing the offsets as long as we need to.
Well, it really sounds like the winds of change.
Whoa!
So, nicely done. Oh.
I can't even follow that. But Beth, so are they putting in windmills and solar panels on zoo property to generate electricity as well?
Oh, we already have a little bit of solar. We'll be adding to it for sure, and then we hope to do some maybe small scale wind stuff, but most of the things that we can do at the zoo are mostly demonstration. It wouldn't be anything like having a wind farm. So because we can't generate wind energy at the zoo, renewable electricity certificates are a great alternative for us.
So it's Matt Roush from ESD, and I hear music, so I think we're going to have to go. Anyway, good to talk to you.
Great to talk to you. Thank you.
Well, thanks a lot, Beth. Great to have you on the show today.